You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business to business success. Today we are speaking with Wendy Wong, the CEO of the China Success Institute in Beverly Hills, California, which coaches executives and professionals for success in Chinese language and culture. Wendy, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for inviting me to be here today. I'm very excited.
We're certainly thrilled to have you as well. Certainly will be an interesting topic that we will be covering today. So first of all, Wendy, why is it important for today's entrepreneurs to learn Chinese?
Because if you think big, think China. Entrepreneurs tend to be a big visionaries and want to make a big impact in the world. And China is just such a big piece of the puzzle for the future. So I think every entrepreneur worth his or her salt would love to learn Chinese.
How do CEOs get it wrong when they approach a Chinese strategy?
So I think the CEOs are very intelligent people. The main difficulty to do business in China is really the cultural, the cultural part, which is a little bit more difficult. So I'll just give you one example. For example, when Amazon, they acquired one of the top online bookstores in China, it's called the Amazon China Now, they first sent a very high-level executive to handle the acquisition. And the Chinese people were really impressed that, you know, someone who's really high up came to China to work with them. However, Amazon, they later made the mistake of sending a Japanese executive to come and handle the specific details to work with the Chinese. And the Chinese executive were just a little offended that Amazon sent a lower-ranked Japanese executive to tell them what to do. And then the Japanese executive, he also did not show enough respect. So that just kind of, you know, caused some conflict and tension.
How is Chinese e-commerce different from that in the U.S.?
So I would say the biggest difference is the infrastructure, because America has, like, really great infrastructure, you know, great highways, great railroads, great subways. And most people in America own a car. So, you know, it's very easy for people to get to a physical store to buy what they need. In China, it's a totally different story. Many cities, they really don't have a good infrastructure, and people cannot get to a physical store that has the things that they need. So for the Chinese people in those cities, e-commerce is the only way for them to get what they need. So in China, the e-commerce is a must-have, while in the U.S., it's nice to have. And then the Chinese e-commerce, you know, is just decades ahead of the U.S. For example, it's like very, very common to have the same-day delivery in China. You can buy a shirt online, and then someone will not only deliver it to you on the same day, you can even try the shirt on while the person is there. And only when you're satisfied, you can pay for the shirt. So I think American companies, you know, have a lot to learn from the Chinese e-commerce. So I think that's why it's kind of important to understand what the Chinese e-commerce companies are doing right now.
Today we're joined by Wendy Wong, the CEO of the China Success Institute in Beverly Hills, California, which coaches executives and professionals for success in Chinese language and culture, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Wendy, what are some examples of good gifts and bad gifts to give Chinese business partners?
All right, so that's a good question. So I would say whatever you do, do not give a Chinese man a green hat. Because in China, green hat means that the guy's wife is cheating on him. I have an American friend who's married to a beautiful Chinese lady, and he made a mistake and gave his father-in-law a green color baseball hat. And his father-in-law did not speak to my friend for a few months afterwards. So, you know, the green hat is definitely not a good one to give. Another bad gift is clock. So the Chinese pronunciation for clock is zhong. And zhong has the same sound as the Chinese word for death. So that's considered a bad gift as well. And the Chinese people are very superstitious, so they'll pay attention to things like these. And also, it's not to buy women's shoes, because that means she will wear those shoes and run away from you. So all those are some bad gifts. Also, the number four is a very unlucky number in the Chinese culture, because the number four is pronounced as si. And that also has a similar sound for another Chinese word that means dead or death. So if you are going to give Chinese people a cash gift, first of all, you want to put them in a red envelope, because that just means like good luck. The red color is a good luck color. And whatever the amount of money you put in the envelope, it should not have any four in it. So any amount with like 4 or 44 or 400 would not be good. So, you know, that's just another thing to keep in mind for the bad gifts. So then let's talk about the good gifts. So Chinese people love high-end liquor and cigarettes, especially, you know, the high-end liquor from another country. So that's a really good gift to get. The other thing is, if you're giving them some cash gift, again, the Chinese number 4 is bad, but the Chinese number 8 is considered a really lucky number, because the number 8 is pronounced as ba, and that has a very similar pronunciation to the word fa, which means being rich and being prosperous. So if you are going to give them a cash gift, you know, put it in a red envelope and have some number of 8 in it, like 80 or 88 or 800.
Really interesting. That shows you how important the culture differences are in regards to gifts, how dangerous it could be as well.
Yes, yes. So, but the Chinese people love gifts, and if you give them something, they will really remember the goodwill, and they will find a good chance to, like, return the favor. But as long as you stay away from those really bad gifts, like the green hat, the clock, if you're dating a Chinese woman, probably, you don't want to buy her shoes. And then with the cash gift, you know, just have a good number in it, like the number 8 would be a really good one.
And you're called the China Success Coach. How quickly is the China Success Institute able to prepare executives for a trip to China?
Also, it's between about 3 and 6 months. So it depends on what the executive is looking to do. If they want to go to China for vacation, it would just be a pretty short training that just focuses on everyday conversations. But what we really specialize in is to prepare executives to be successful in China. For example, we prepare executives, you know, who are assigned to China to increase their Chinese sales, manage the joint ventures, or find the local distributors that can really help them. And for those specialized purposes, what we specialize on is to focus on the deliverables and the outcomes. What is the outcome the executive is looking to achieve? And that is what we will help the executive work on. So that way, we pretty much cut down the study time by about like 80% just by focusing on what you need to know. If you follow a traditional business Chinese class, that will, you know, go through a textbook that are not really written with you in mind, that's just really going to increase the studying time. As we all know, it's a pretty challenging language, but it doesn't have to be when you're approaching it the right way.
Well, it certainly has been an interesting conversation. Would love to have you come back and share other perspectives to the Chinese culture and economy. How about telling our listeners before you go where they can get more information about the China Success Institute online and how they can best be in touch?
Right. So we actually have a report called The 5 Ways the CEOs Get It Wrong with the Chinese Strategy. If you would like that report, you can get it for free by emailing me at wendy@beijingchineseacademy.com. So that's wendy@beijingchineseacademy.com. And we also have some classes, you know, the group classes or one-on-one classes. For the listeners for your show, they have a special where they can get a 30 minutes of free one-on-one session with our language coach. And if you're interested in that, you know, just please call us at 310-873-7396.
Well, Wendy, it certainly has been a pleasure, and thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the success to you.
Yeah, and thank you so much for having me here.
And you're more than welcome, and again, you're more than welcome to come back for an update. We've been speaking with Wendy Wong, the CEO of China Success Institute in Beverly Hills, California, which coaches executives and professionals for success in Chinese language and culture. And the website of reference is BeijingChineseAcademy.com. And this is Eric Dai, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.